Once again, the actuated phasing parameters detailed here are discussed in much more detail in additional courses, in particular the Traffic Signal Maintenance and Operations e-learning course. However, this information is required for the traffic signal plans, therefore it will be discussed in brief detail in the following slides. First, regarding actuated phasing parameters, there must be some minimum green time so that a stopped vehicle that receives a green indication has enough time to get started and partially cross the intersection before the yellow signal appears. There must also be some vehicle extension time. This is the distance between vehicles that can continue to hold on the green once it's serviced its minimum green time. There must also be a maximum time that the green interval can be extended if opposing cars are waiting on the side streets. Again, this is termed the maximum green time.